the phenomenon of the clothes hanger treadmill, which is the treadmill people buy because they want to do cardio at home, and they're like, yeah, this will be great, and when it's snowing out, I'll get my heart rate up and stuff. And maybe they walk like 20 miles on it over the course of a few weeks. But what happens is in the corner is people start putting clothes hangers on it or unpaid bills or whatever the heck it is. And it's the phenomenon of, I know what to do, I'm just not doing it, even in the home setting. And so could you elaborate on that for me? What's going on with regard to people's behaviors there? And how are you helping people change that with the information you're putting out?
Yeah, great question. And the million-dollar question really is, it's all the information is out there, right? Most people, when you start talking to them, they know exactly what they're supposed to eat. They know exactly, maybe not to a T, but they know majority-wise, like what they are supposed to be doing from a movement standpoint, and you know how many hours of sleep they should be getting. Most people know this information. It's not a mystery. The million-dollar question, though, how do we get people to do that? And you know, I always go back to you've got to find a greater sense of value in the things that you're choosing to prioritize. Even besides that, I think people need to be a little bit more intellectually curious about diving into the health and wellness kind of spectrum and what that entails. And maybe even looking at, you know, using another metaphor of, in order for anything to grow, we have to put stress into that system in order to create adaptations. And so the way we get better at doing things that we don't like to do, we have to almost override that nature sense of riding in our comfort zone and push ourselves into areas of discomfort that may not be very comfortable at first, but also allow you to overcome that stress and adapt to it and be able to take on more stress. And so, you know, when it comes to the clothes hanger treadmills, I think a lot of people are relying on resources to carry them. And you'll hear a lot of this talk from people, well, yeah, as soon as work slows down, I know I'm gonna get started on this diet. Or as soon as the kids are done with all their weekend sports events and the season's over, then I'm gonna get onto an exercise routine. And people are just waiting for these resources, time being one of those resources, money being one of those resources. And it really takes more of a shift in your priorities and realizing, and even from a home workout standpoint, I don't need a whole lot of time in order to get a quality workout in. I just need to start somewhere. I need to start somewhere small. And that may be a 10-minute workout when I find a small gap in my day. I prefer to say we need to have some sort of scheduling. We need to have this all planned out. And that's part of what we do as trainers, is we set the course for people and put them on the path that's going to meet their lifestyle. And we kind of launch off from there. But I really think people focus on, you know, waiting for the right resources, and when really it takes just a sense of resourcefulness, right, in order for them to be able to attack that goal.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.